Shall we pray? Dear Father, we thank you for another privilege to be in your house. We bless you, O God, for the week that ended yesterday. Thank you for all the blessings that you have given unto us. In the course of that week, Lord, how you fought our battles and defeated the counsel of the enemy. We bless your holy name. We are here this morning in continuation of our service unto you. Lord, we ask that your grace will be with us. Master, we can do nothing of ourselves. We depend absolutely upon you, your grace and mercy, that you will open your word unto us and open our hearts unto your word. May there be no hindrance that will stand between us and you. May your blood stand for each and every one of us. Be with your servants in the different places that they are this morning, both in Togo, in Lokoja, in Bakatari, and other places where the saints are gathered. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. While we remain standing, let's open our Bible to the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 2. We just read verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Can please be seated. Yeah, for this Sunday school, we just want to do a little preview of what we have started from this part of the message, the Holy Spirit in every age, so that if possible in the main service we can finish this part, which will end Smyrna church age. Yeah, the prophet read the scriptures to speak on this in the seventh church age book. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And he said that in every age, it is the same admonition of he that hath an ear. And you also agree that he's not talking about this physical ear with which all of us used to hear sound. But to the best of my knowledge, everybody in this building now, they are hearing the sound that is going forth. But that is not, if that is it, then this scripture will be uncalled for to be saying that either hath an ear. It means that it will only exclude those who are deaf. But it's not talking to people that are not, maybe, that are not physically deaf. It's talking to people that are not spiritually deaf. And the prophet read some scriptures. He read 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6 to 16 to tell us what Brother Paul said about, say, we are teaching wisdom among them that are perfect. He went further to say that this wisdom, he said, they are hidden wisdom of God. Wisdom among them that are perfect. And this wisdom, he said, they are the hidden wisdom of God. He said, this is not even the princes of this world. He said, they don't even know it. He said, if they have known this, if they catch this revelation, he said, they will not have crucified the Lord of glory. But they don't have it. And when he read from that scriptures, he also went further to read from Matthew chapter 13, verse 13 to 16, where he was answering the disciples. the question they ask him, why are you teaching these people and you are speaking parables? He said, the reason I am talking in parables is to fulfill scriptures. And the scriptures we know is God's program. So he said, the reason why I'm, he said, is to fulfill this scripture. He said, because they seeing, see not. And hearing, they hear not. Neither do they understand. He said, that it might be fulfilled. What the prophecy of Isaiah that said, that hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand. Isaiah was prophesying that in his own time. Of course, it doesn't make sense for somebody to be saying, thus saith the Lord, you will hear, but you will not understand. And by the record of the scriptures, Isaiah himself was not a learned person. So what will a bushman say that will not understand? What type of prophecy is he giving? Say that you will hear, you will not understand. But you yourself, you are saying you will understand, but who will not understand? Are you your ancestors at all? So, but it is a prophecy. The things of God cannot be understood carnally at all. Like Brother Paul said, he said they are spiritually discerned. Now, Jesus went further to tell them that. I want to just complete that scripture before. Alright. He said, and see ye shall see, and for this people's heart is wax gross, and their hearts are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Now, if you look at the people that this prophecy was being fulfilled in, he said they have closed their eyes. But if it is physical eyes, they will have been falling every time. If I close my eyes from here now and I begin to go, no matter how much I have known this place before, I will hear something. And if God is not taking, I will fall down. And anybody, that will happen. So, and the people he was talking about, they are the Pharisees. Because Isaiah was the one that gave the prophecy about the coming Messiah. He was the one that told them of the program of God that is going to solve the problem that is on ground. Because the problem of ground was that the heart of the people are hardened. And this heart that was hardened is the one that led to every problem that they were having in the Old Testament. When it comes to marriage, and they came to Moses, Moses told them, if you get to a point, you know that two of you cannot live together. I beg, go and give, go to the customary court. Tear a letter of divorcement. Give her, let her go. Because how many will he attend to? 2 million people, one person. To be sitting down with one family for how many days? Before you finish, and no matter how much a pastor sit down with people, if the Holy Ghost is not there, before the pastor get back to his house, the fight will have started. Let him spend the whole night there. Before he gets back to their house, Satan will have inspired something that the thing will have started again. So don't be surprised the second day they will call him and say that after you left, this, that happened and the rest of it. It is not, the thing is that there is a generator inside that is causing the problem. And until that generator is dealt with and it's no more working, man can't help himself. Now, when Isaiah was giving this something, he was excluding some people that this program will not help. He was telling them ahead that this program that is coming, this solution that God is bringing, is not going to help some people. Because those people, their own heart is wax gross. They have closed their eyes. Their ears is blocked. And there is nothing that will penetrate. Now, Jesus Christ was now saying that the reason for this thing is that they will not be able to understand, so that lest they should be converted or I should heal them. He said, but blessed are your eyes for they see, and your ears for they hear. Now, if you look at the disciples and the Jews, physically speaking, they look alike. All of them can hear sound. All of them can see to move around also. But Jesus was speaking about something that is beyond what you can physically look at. Remember, among these people, Judas was also still there. That one, leave that one aside for now. He was also still there. Brother Bram told us that Judas never for once believed. Judas has always been skeptical about everything that he saw in the church of Jesus Christ. And that is why you never see him give any testimony anytime. You never see him praising God anytime for anything. The only revival he has is when there is money. Let's go ahead. Let's leave that one. Now, the prophet read again from St. John chapter 8, verse 42 to 44, where he was talking to the Pharisees that were telling him that we have Abraham to our father and this and that. He said that if God were your father, which God is the father of Abraham, if that same God is your father, you will have loved me because I came from that God. I didn't call for myself, but he sent me. Then he now asks a question. Why is it that you don't understand my speech? Or why is it that my sermon is not clear to you? Then he gave them the answer. He said, it is because you cannot hear my word. Then he said, you have your father, the devil. I think that is where the matter was too much. Now everybody know their father, their father's literal something. They can even trace it. Most of them know the tribe they come out of, and they can trace their father, their grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather. When they begin to trace it like that, they find out that he ended up in Abraham. So what did this man say? But Jesus is saying that this Abraham you are claiming is your father, is not your father. And inside this portion, as we go along, there will be reference that will come back to this. Because in the New Testament, in the letters of Brother Paul, Brother Paul traced the lineage of how God is counting the seed. You know, God told Abraham that it is in Isaac that your seed will be called. Is that scripture? Now, Ishmael was older than Isaac. He was already about, is it 13 years or something before Isaac was born. He has already been circumcised. And Abraham was the one that gave birth to him. But when God was talking to Abraham in Genesis chapter 22, I believe. And when he said, take Isaac, thy only son. Ishmael was there. But God said, thy only son. Which means that, in my record, Ishmael is not inside. Whom you love, and go and sacrifice him to me. Apart from that, when Sarah died, according to Genesis 25, Abraham remarried and gave back to about 4 or 6 boys from that woman, Keturah also. Those ones were not mentioned at all. In Genesis 24, I believe, when Abraham was settling Isaac, the Bible said that he gave gifts to all the other ones and sent them away from Isaac. He gave gifts. He has already sent away Ishmael a long time. He gave him a kettle. Yeah, and that is why you, if you see today, the children of Ishmael, they are with that kettle. They don't play with it. They don't joke with it. They can't do anything with it. If without it, they cannot pray. When they wake up, it's the first thing they will get. Even when they want to go and ease themselves, they still carry that kettle. They use it for practically everything because it was the gift that their father has given to them. That's the only thing it dismisses Ishmael with, that we can see tangible in that place. And that's all. That's his end. The other ones, he gave them gifts that will end, that will finish. And even after that time, you will never even hear those sons of Keturah being mentioned in the Bible again. That is their end. But the Ishmaelites continued in the way the Bible has spoken about them as a wild child. That will be a wild child. His hands will be against everybody. Every man's hand will be against him. Now we are coming. We just trust that the Lord will help us to get the picture clear. There's a picture that the Holy Spirit is trying to paint in this place. And when you get the picture and you are able to put yourself where you belong, then that solves your problem. But until you are able to put yourself where you belong, let me tell you, the woman of Memphis, that was the only thing that helped her. She has a problem, she has a need, but she needs to place herself where she belongs in God's program. Then the scriptures that she has read before, she look at herself that, okay, I'm also a widow woman. Then she look at the scripture, is there any widow woman that have problem in the Bible? Then she located a widow woman. After locating that widow woman, she discovered that the widow woman was given a child by the word of God through the prophet. And saw the Oprah. Then she now said, okay, I'm also like that. And when there was problem with this widow woman in the Bible, she has to look for the prophet of the day, which was Elijah. And that was what solved her problem. And she now said that, I am like that, she's not my woman. I also have a son. I've done my best. He said, but where is your Elijah? That's the only thing that is not complete in this picture. Then God that knew that the picture is complete. She never heard about anything Elijah. She has not read any scripture that ever told her that Elijah is praying for today. She never hear of any ministry going on in the land by the name of William Branham. She never know about somebody making discernment. She doesn't know all those ones. She was just asking the creator of heaven and earth, where is your Elijah? And God made arrangements. Elijah was never to even touch that place at that time. He was flying in the air. And God made sure that the radar was no more clear. That the plane cannot see his way clear. So he has to land. And the closest airport was Memphis. So he landed. And God made arrangement also that the man we have to go out. And as he go out to go and do something, God took over the radar and said, you continue your movement. Say, man, I'm going to hospital to post letter. I said, you should continue walking. Keep your letter, but continue walking. Then he was going. Of course, you know he has had training, that God have trained him how to always obey him. So by this time, it was not a problem for him. It was not a difficult thing. So he continued walking until he got to the place where somebody said, good morning, pastor. Say, how do you know I was a pastor? Did I write a pastor on my head? Say, I know you are coming. I know I was coming. What is it? What is the matter? Say, can I tell you something briefly? Say, go ahead. Then he told the story. After he telling the story, please call me. The problem is inside the house. Oh, yeah? Come and look at it. Somebody who has been unconscious for about 2-3 days, who has been roaming, of course, medically, the boy is to go any moment. But when somebody becomes unconscious, he's close to the border. Or he's at the border, it's about just to exit, that's all. Just to exit. In most cases, the doctors, they can 70% say that this one is going. So they can only give a little chance that once in a while, they revive, but in most cases, this one is going. But God came there by the representative of the chief doctor, and then a little prayer. First of all, the woman pray yourself. Let me see how yourself, your contact with God, let me feel it. And when the prophet feel it, okay, no wonder that this thing can happen the way it has happened. Then the prophet said, I don't know why I'm here. This is where I ought to be. My plane will have left now. But I don't know whether this is why you allow me to come here. I just commend this boy to you that you'll be merciful. Just like that, Within 2 minutes, the boy says, it's getting light in the room. Somebody that I've not spoken for 2-3 days says, getting light in the room. Then the prophet left. Now, it's because the woman was able to find herself, find where she is in the word of God. And until anybody is able to find where they are in God's word, there is not much hope. The person will just be listening to stories. This thing we hear, there's nothing you can hear today that you have not heard before. Let the minister come from anywhere in the world, except if he's not preaching this message. If he's preaching the message, the things he will say, you have heard them before. If the thing do anything good for you, it's because your hour just arrived. The time you have had it, it is the same word. But because your hour have not yet arrived, that is why it did not take effect that time. Amen. Now, the prophet said, I thought I would be better than this in the preamble, right? Now, the prophet said, when we put these scriptures together, he said it is most evident from this scripture that no man of himself can hear God. That is, to say that you cannot do something of yourself, it means that you don't have the power. You don't have the ability. You don't have the strength. You don't have the wisdom. You don't have the understanding. You don't have the grace to be able to achieve this thing by yourself. He said, no man of himself can hear God. He said that ability has to be given him of God. That is why he is talking about either heart and hear. That the ability to hear has to be given you by God. If he did not give it to you, you cannot hear. You might say that, but you are hearing what I say. That hearing is different as we go further. Now the prophet said, that is why Jesus in Matthew 16:17 was telling Peter that flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father that is in heaven has revealed it to you. You did not understand this by what you learned or by what somebody has taught you. It is God himself that has given you this revelation. And he said, putting these verses together, we see that there is only one group of people, and that a very special group of people, who are able to hear what the Spirit says in each age. Now, the topic of this part is the Holy Spirit in every age. Not only in the age of Smyrna, not in the age of Laodicea, not in the first age of Ephesus, but in every age. In every age, the same principle that when you look at all this, there is only one group of people, and that group is a very special group that are able to hear what God, what the Spirit says in each age. So in this our age, it will take a special group of people. And anyone outside of that special group of people, they can never hear God. And we'll be looking at how does these people become special group? How do they become special group? Do they have 2 heads? Is there a particular day of the year that they have to be born? Or a particular month of the year? Or when they are born, is there something that we have to happen at their birth? Like maybe they carry the biblical cord or biblical cord around their neck. All those things have things in Yoruba land. If your leg come out, there is a name they will call you. If you carry a biblical cord around, there is a name they will call you. Anyone, anyhow you are born, there is a day. If there is a day, you give almost every day of the week, ask name. Some are bury Sunday. If it's a man, if it's a woman, na bose. Now, so they did. There is Monday. People be here Monday, not their hand. The people be here Friday. Now, so days of they make it name. I've not come across Tuesday and Wednesday, but I don't know whether there are people like that. It might be possible. But so much. I've known Sunday. I've known Friday. I've known Monday. But some other places. Look. The Yoruba people say that when you travel far, you will see a scooter that has hunchback. When I was working in Data, Brakeleb is there, we did it together in the 80s. I see people that bear Lucifer. Yes. Lucifer was their name. So don't ever assume that there is name people cannot bear. They can bear anything. If we are working on Data, but we work on Data for schools, we work on Data for churches and things like that. And we saw names there. Lucifer. Say, what? Human being bear it. Now, we will look at that group. What make them special group? And anybody outside of that special group know that in whichever age the person comes in, he will not be given that ability to hear from God. Hearing will he hear, he will not understand. Seeing will he see, he will not perceive it. He won't catch anything. May the Lord be our help. Now the prophet gave another scripture to be able to expatiate or establish what he's saying by saying that in the scriptures, in the Old Testament, looking at the book of Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13, he said, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. Okay, no. Let me. It is written in the prophets, and they all shall be taught of God. That's what the scripture said. Now, this is the New Testament referring to the Old Testament. Say that it is written in the law, that all thy children shall be taught of God. I mean, they all shall be taught of God. That's what he said. But the prophet said, if you go back exactly to Isaiah where it is written, he said, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. It was somebody paraphrasing Jesus Christ, like paraphrasing the Old Testament. But Abraham now, in order to make this simply, that is one of the hidden mysteries. Things are said in the Old Testament that in the New Testament, it doesn't look plain again. Brethren, we have to go back to the Old Testament to go and see the clarity of it to be able to bring the meaning out. In John, when he was talking, he said it is written in the prophets, and they all shall be taught of God. It is written in the prophets. They all shall be taught of God. Now, prophets. There is a particular prophet that gave the prophecy, and that is Isaiah. Now, Brethren now went to that book of Isaiah, chapter 54, verse 13, and now said that this is exactly what is written there, that and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. So what Jesus was referring to, and they all shall be taught of God, Isaiah specified it and said that all thy children. So anybody that is not part of his children, it is not part of the all that Jesus is referring to. Do we understand? So when it is said all, that all still have meaning. You see, you have to break it down. Which all? And who are the all? All thy children. All God's children. So anyone that is not part of God's children, it is not among the all that it is being referred to. Amen. Then the prophet now came to talk about what the people are talking, because this is one thing that is causing the greatest confusion, especially in our age, that tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. And by that one now, every dick and Harry is filled with the Holy Ghost. And that is to make, and that is actually what made Holy Ghost baptism meaningless for the people today. When somebody say that, when you hear it among the Pentecostals, I say it's a born again Christian. You don't see any difference between that person that is born again and the people in the hotel. You don't see any difference between that person born again and the murderers. But they say they are born again. Why? They have spoken in tongues. Then Abraham now said, so many things the prophet said, we'll just pick some of it just to prove that tongues is not the evidence. We have done it last week or 2 weeks ago, talking about the tongues that are spoken in the Bible. The prophet made us to know that after about 5 places where the people received the Holy Ghost recorded in the scripture, only about 3 of the places have tongues being spoken there. Now, Abraham told us in the COD that the very reason why God allowed them to speak in tongues on the day of Pentecost, he says, because of the unbelievers that were there. Because it is to serve as an attraction to those people. And for Peter to be convinced that exactly what to God is what these people also got. In the house of Cornelius, they also received the Holy Ghost the same way Peter and them received. And Peter said, can we forbid water? Knowing that these people have received the Holy Ghost as we did, Abraham says, as we did in the beginning. When they received the Holy Ghost, then God gave to them this gift, an addition, additional confirmation, and an attraction to others. They also received the gift of speaking in tongues when they received the Holy Ghost in the house of Cornelius. Now the prophet said, if somebody wants to stand on tongues as the evidence, then the person will have to assume, he mentioned some names, Nors and the rest of it, who received the Holy Ghost, who have manifestations of the Holy Spirit in their lives, apart from speaking in tongues, but they did not speak in tongues when they received the Holy Ghost. He said the person, we have to agree that those who did not receive the Holy Ghost. That is one of the points. Number two, he said somebody claiming that tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost will also have to assume that every tongue is from God, which is not so. Because if you say it is so, me, I know that one from denomination. When I was in the Apostolic Church and I was also praying for Holy Ghost, but something baffled me there. There's a girl that we are close, is a relative of the pastor's niece, live with the pastor. So this girl one day spoke in tongues. Then about a week after or two, she went to another side of the town, which we believe those ones are idol worshippers. And they got a boyfriend there. This one troubled my mind. I said, so this girl with that Holy Ghost went to that place for this one. That's where I was confused. I said, there is something wrong about this Holy Ghost that this girl got. I didn't have all this understanding then. But I have question marks. I have question marks in my heart when I saw in the church Pastor and Dickie fusing in the church. I have question in my heart when I saw 2 Dickies slap themselves in the church. There are all those questions that I have there that I was wondering, how can these things be? There were questions. But when I saw the message, I said, no wonder. I can see now that something is wrong somewhere. May God have mercy upon us. Now, Brother Abraham also said that if somebody said that, okay, there are some tongues from God and some from the devil, who is he that have the gift of wisdom to know which one is from God and which one is from the devil? Who will be able to tell when they say this one is from God and this one is from the devil in the midst of the confusion when their foundation is all wrong? And the prophet gave so many instances, so many explanations to disprove tongues as the evidence of the Holy Ghost. It is simply not. Amen. Finally, Abraham said, if you want to stand on that, then you also have to convince people, or we have to believe that Satan cannot speak in tongues. If all tongues are from God, then Satan cannot speak in tongues. Abraham that also said that. But Satan can speak in tongues. Satan can prophesy, but he cannot heal. We will continue in the main service by the grace of God. But the main thing that we are looking at is that who are those special group of people? We'll get there by the grace of God. Let us bow our heads. Our gracious Father, we thank you for this little portion of your word that we have traveled through for this Sunday school. Just as your prophet have said, and as we have re-echoed, except you give someone your grace, your mercy, except somebody is in your program, except you give this hearing ear to somebody, it is absolutely impossible for anyone to be able to hear and understand. But Lord Jesus, we are persuaded by your grace that we belong to this group, this special group, that is to hear this thing and to understand it. And that is why you have brought us here. Dear Master, as you shine your light upon it again, may none of us be excluded. We pray that you will brighten our understanding. Lord, let your spirit drop on it, Heavenly Father. Tear every veil of darkness, Lord. It is prophesied in this time, Lord, that there will be darkness upon the land and gross darkness on the people. But you told your own children to arise and to shine, because our light have come. May we all be brightened by this light, O God of the Son of God. Lord, may it have impact in our life. Let today be a special day in our life. Do something special, O God, in our midst and in our soul. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.